Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to explore a compelling and engaging musical concept. We will focus on the writings of Chilean poet Pablo Neruda, with the music of Donald Grantham offered by Conspirati, led by Craig Hella Johnson, plus choral music created by members of our Human Society who have been oppressed, sung by the National Lutheran Choir. This visit is called The Caged Bird and the Poet Sing. Our visit commenced with an impressive song from South Africa, Bawo Thiko Samanda. The text is an approach to Father God Almighty, asking, "What have I done wrong? Why am I here? How can I correct my wrongs?" It was performed by the National Lutheran Choir, guided by their artistic director, David Cherwin. Next are two selections. Here is a Latvian folk song in the form of a prayer to the sun to set early, arranged by Albert Yurums. Then a Native American Cherokee hymn asking, "Guide me, Jehovah, as I walk along. Weak I am, strong you are, always help us." Again, the National Lutheran Choir.
Thank you.
Songs from the Heart of Oppressed People, first from Latvia under Soviet rule, A Prayer to the Sun to Set Early, followed by a Native American Cherokee hymn asking for guidance from Jehovah, who is always there. The concept of our first CD can create immense understanding about the people who lived under the allegorical thumb of oppression. Next is an African-American spiritual, arranged by Wendell Wallum, Sweet Home, My Lord. Lord, will I ever get home? A cry that many of us have pondered. quiet, but with a feeling of strong longing for the reward at the end of the long journey, a faith-building suggestion in song, Sweet Home, Sweet Home. Turning to something more familiar in the same genre, another African-American spiritual, this time arranged by Paul Caldwell and Sean Ivory, Carrie Lejeune is at the keyboard as David Cherwin leads the National Lutheran Choir in Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down.
Ain't no grave can keep us in the underground. Oh, hurry, hurry, listen.
The magnificent choral sound from the National Lutheran Choir, stimulating our musical thinking with the spiritual Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down. The biblical books of Lamentations and Romans are the foundation of the next selection, which was a commission for a pastor, David William Schmidt, as a solace for others for whom dementia may dissolve memory but never separate them from their faith. It is good that one should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. This is music by Paul John Rodoy and Thad Fisella.
Thank you.
A thought-provoking musical suggestion, Hope and Quietly Wait, a song produced as a solace for others with dementia. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art, now in its 24th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com. Our compelling focus today has been songs with texts that express hope for those oppressed, whether from physical or mental or social situations and those forced into exile. Oppression comes in many shades and colors. Sometimes people feel caged up with no way out. American composer Kirk Meacham, in his musical cycle Winging Wildly, expresses how we can relate to how the beautiful bird in the cage feels like when the sun is shining brightly, the wind stirs softly through the springing grass, and the river flows like a stream of glass, and the bird can't go and enjoy because he's caged. The National Lutheran Choir with David Cherowin on the podium interpret the music of Kirk Meacham, The Caged Bird. From their new CD, The Caged Bird Sings, you heard the title song, The Caged Bird, by Kirk Meacham, performed by the National Lutheran Choir. Their artistic director is David Cherwin. Now that the caged bird has sung, let's let the poet sing. About their new CD, Conspirare, artistic director Craig Hella Johnson offers these thoughts. For this recording, Conspirare focused its attention to the exploration of a great revered Chilean poet, Pablo Neruda, whose years were 1904 to 1973, and whose poems have stirred souls around the world. I have heard more than one passionate reader exclaim, Neruda is music. His personal universe and the many realms of feeling, color, and texture he envisioned with these words have inspired many artists to respond with new creations. End quote. Johnson asked three highly respected and treasured composers, Gary Ratliff, Sean Kirchner, and Donald Grantham, to write music for this project. On this occasion, we listen to La Canción Desesperada, a song of despair. It is a text about two human souls who have greatly loved each other, recalling the warm and intense love they shared. But now they must express their despair in departure. Composer Donald Grantham says this about the song of despair, and I quote, Pablo Neruda once remarked, "In the house of poetry, nothing remains except that which was written with blood, to be listened to by blood." For my composition, the brooding poet is represented by the baritone soloist, while the soprano soloist takes the part of his lost lover. The solo violin plays a complex and demanding role in this work, frequently being called up to create and then change the text's contrasting and fluctuating moods. End quote. When I first heard this piece, I was stopped in my tracks by the elegance of the choir, the mesmerizing sound of the baritone soloist, the adored gift of the soprano voice, and the compelling talent of the solo violinist who has romance in his heart that molded with the sound of the violin. From The Poet Sings, here is La Canción Desesperada, Song of Despair by American composer Donald Grantham. Lauren Snuffler, soprano, James K. Bass, bass, and Stephen Redfield, violin, with the voices of Conspirare, all guided by Craig Hella Johnson.
first. Does it matter that my love could not keep her? A night is gone, and she is not with me.
You have just heard La Canción Desesperada, Song of Despair, by American composer Donald Grantham. The artists were Lauren Snuffler, soprano, James K. Bass, bass, and Stephen Redfield, violin. Also the voices of Conspirati. Craig Hella Johnson held the compass. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words.
Thank you.
For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. This visit was called The Caged Bird and the Poet Sing. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again for more choral vocal surprises. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2017.